Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, What's On Your Mind? Survived the Missoula trip, and with all deference to our good friends in Missoula, that's kind of a strange town. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to go there. I don't want to start the Montana.
No, wait a minute. You can't drop that bomb. Why is it a strange town?
I don't know. Maybe I'm all wet. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I just... But it was a little odd. You know, when you see people, using an illegal substance, in the middle of downtown next to a police officer who's looking like, the person's eating a piece of celery, it just seems a little odd. And just seems to kind of, the folks in Missoula seem to beat to the drum of a different kind of drummer. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know. But I will say this. Grizzly fans are really gracious. They're very nice. And, whether it was around town after the game or at the airport, they were very, 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 very nice. They weren't like spiking the football jerks about, the win. It was a good football game. It really was. I'm a fan of North Dakota, so anywhere North Dakota goes, I want North Dakota to win, okay? But I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Bison, right? I'm a UND guy, so it almost feels a little like I'm cheating when I'm at an NDSU event like that. But obviously, I want North Dakota to do well, but I'm not living or breathing on the outcome of the game. It was a good football game. It was entertaining. It was fun, and obviously, the Grizzlies ended up winning, and, no harm, no foul. Nobody got hurt, and... But the fans were very nice. The town's just a little weird. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to start a fight or anything. I'm just saying it like it is. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're back in the studio behind the microphones, ready to go to work, and lots of ground to cover. In fact, we're going to be in Tioga on Thursday at the Mainstay Suites there, talking about Tioga. Got a collection of the community folks about that community, one of our favorites. It's a top 10 town. We got Newtown now. And we're adding Tioga, and we're adding, top 10 towns on the What's On Your Mind Network. So we're looking forward to that. Friday, we're going to be in Rolog, Minnesota for the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion. And that should be good fun. I would imagine there's a lot of North Dakotans that head to the Steam Thrashers Reunion, because Rolog, they do it upright. They really have quite the gathering there. It's a darn good gathering. So looking forward to being there, and I'm going to get as close as I can to a couple of those old tractors and see if we can't have that going the entire show on Friday. Also have a whole boatload of tickets for that event if you'd like to go. When you call Manny today on the program, you just let him know you'd like to go. And anybody that wants to go can go on us. Bring the whole family, okay? And we're kind of cooking up a way to build out some more tickets here a little later on in the week. But I'll give them to our fine listeners first at 800-228-0550 when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And my guess is there'll be Cloverdale bacon out there and lots more. And probably some sausage patties. The food is as fun as all the farm equipment. I mean, they really do it up right. So anyway, that's cranking up this weekend, and it's great fun. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here next hour. Looking forward to chat with Ron. He joins us a couple Mondays a month to talk about things in the news. I want to talk about this flaring situation and how it may. I'm talking about rules from the state of North Dakota may, in fact, slow down oil production. Now, this is a really good lesson, I think, and I'm going to spend some time on this today with Ron in just sort of the 101 of regulation. In the throes of a busy, busy time and a price that's way up there, it's really easy to say, yeah, let's regulate this some more. Let's put on some restrictions. Let's we don't like flaring because the New York Times is mad. And if the New York Times is mad, we better react to it, by golly. So, we're gonna say, you guys need to cap that, capture that flare rather by, date certain or else. All right. And when things are really humming right along, you know, everybody kind of goes along to get along and they throw it in there. Well, then the price of oil drops. And there are other constraints on oil production. And all of a sudden, it doesn't look so good. And you got to think a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, balance is very important in all this. Nobody's suggesting there ought not be regulations and there ought not be standards. But you got to be careful. You got to be an ebb and flow. And what looks good at one time isn't necessarily good at another time. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now as a result of this, to the point where, because of the regulations imposed in the state of North Dakota, you may, in fact, reduce oil production, which in turn reduces the dollars that come into the state government. State government's the biggest beneficiary of oil and gas production. Huge. Far better return on their investment than the private companies. Make way more return than the oil companies themselves. Big beneficiary. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that today with Ron on the program. Also come up not too far away. When it would be actually, 3 weeks away, I guess, from the big gathering of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting in Fargo this year. That'll be the week of the 21st. So it'll be here before you know it. Bottom of this hour, another guest we'll chat with today on the program is Carl Guerin. Carl was the chair of the University of North Dakota Nickname Committee. He and his group were appointed by President Kelly to come up with some options going forward for the University of North Dakota. They ultimately were the ones that selected the five names that are on the table. They also obviously had quite a battle over including remaining simply North Dakota. In other words, the no nickname option. And there were some issues with that happened at the 11th hour. So much so the president said, I better rethink this. I might have that name back. I'll consider it. But then let the controversy pass and then decided to not do it anyway. And so we're going to get Carl's reaction to President Kelly's decision last week to stick with just five and ignore the wishes that he and others brought forward from a large majority of the alumni, but also we now know because of that student vote, the students as well. And we had Kathy Nestor on the program on Friday. Kathy is the president of the Board of Higher Education. She said quite clearly on this program that we need to look at this. I think her term was revisit it. We need to do it quickly because we want to move on. And I understand Kathy's sentiment. Kathy's sentiment at the time was, gosh, God, I'd much rather be talking to you about student achievement, right? About things directly related to students. And the mishandling of this particular situation, in my mind, is one of the reasons we can't move on, right? Because, I mean, really, there's one reason fighting Sue was controversial and ultimately lost as the name of the University of North Dakota. And it rests squarely on academia. You can say, oh, no, 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 that was the NCAA. Yeah, well, guess who runs the NCAA? A bunch of presidents of universities. It was academia, all right? It was political correctness, the disease of political correctness that caused it, right? And, all right, so that happens and whatever. We fight the valiant fight and have votes and lawsuits and all that. And it is what it is. Many people ready to move on. And there again, what do you have? You have academia saying, you know, screw the alumni. Screw the students. We don't want the option of no nickname as an option. We don't trust people enough to say, what do you want for a name? They're removing it as an option. Nobody's saying that's what it has to be. It just simply says that should be a choice. But that's how they roll. Now, what this is assured is that this is going to be a controversy for a long time. So we'll talk with Carl about that. I also want to talk a little bit about what happened at the Minnesota State Fair over the weekend. in a Black Lives Matter protest. My overwhelming sense of this is to flippantly dismiss it as a bunch of cranks, professional protesters and everything else. All right, that's my overwhelming sense. But if I walk a mile in their shoes a moment, would I think differently? And I don't know why. So here's my plea. If you empathize or sympathize with these folks, think you have it figured out, can you help me understand what it is they think happens? What it is that leads them to run around and call for the death of police? Who, by the way, who labeled this a peaceful protest? Because can you have a peaceful protest when you're advocating for violence against law enforcement? That's not a peaceful protest. I mean, they may not hit anybody or shoot anybody there, but when they're running around saying, you know, die pigs, oh my gosh. So I want to talk about that too. Let's go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On your mind, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache today. Apache Sprayer 2016 models are in right now. Have you seen them yet? Woo! Unbelievable. Some nice rides. You can do some spraying too, but just, you know, to be in that cab and do what they do. pretty incredible. And some really aggressive pricing on moving the 2015 models. There also is some great financing options that are available now. HighPlainsApache.com is the website, HighPlainsApache.com. Or better yet, just come and see him. Right across in the Bonanza off Main East Side Court in Mandan. And just out the Fargo exit 60 off I-29. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, I don't know why I'm worrying about this whole Fighting Sioux thing, and it's not the Fighting Sioux thing anymore. Now it's the you know, the nickname thing, but the replacement, Todd, because I don't know if you noticed, but President Obama's on his way to Alaska today to pander to the global warming crowd up there. And he's also, you know...
Is he bringing ice with him? Is that the deal, or what's going on there?
When he travels, he likes to do a twofer on the pander, so he's got the global warming community, and he also has the Native American community, because he renamed Mount McKinley. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's Denali. And they all call it Denali anyway, so it isn't really anything other than something on paper. And, you know, some people support it, but evidently some Native American folks asked him to do it, so he's doing that. But the way I've got it figured out, since he is honoring Native Americans and tribal leaders on the Denali name, it can only be a matter of time until he honors the tribal, you know, Sioux leaders and says, after all, they gave the University of North Dakota the name in the 30s. Here, President Starcher, do this in a very, you know, remember we heard directly from folks in the not Sioux enough crowd that, you know, there was some real history there. So maybe, just maybe.
Are we not getting a little close to the end of the presidency, though? He better hurry up and do this if he's going to do it, right?
He better, yeah. I also didn't finish my commentary on the Kathy Nesbitt. So Kathy was on the program talking about her view at the time was that this should be revisited, as she told us on the program, and quickly, so we could get back to talking about students. And I got sidetracked on that because I want that as well, but I just explained why it's not happening. She issued a statement later in the day because there was a fair amount of attention to her comments on this program in which she said, upon further review, I think it's time to move on. In other words, there's some pressure on the Board of Higher Ed, I guess, not to revisit this. So whatever work you did in that regard on Friday, you need to do some more because right now the Board of Higher Ed's it looks to be moving on. And I'm going to invite the chancellor on the program and just talk a little bit about it as well. We've been meaning to have him on anyway. He's doing some good work, by the way, hearing some great things about him and want to visit about that. So the point is there's some work to be done, without question. Anyway, let's get to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And when you call, if you'd like tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion, just let Manny know and we'll get them for you, okay? Because we'd love to, however many you want. If you're going to take the family, just use them. That's the only thing. Use them if you're going to go. Just let us know when you call. Chad, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Two things. Number one, Mount McKinley. How can they basically just whip of his pen and his phone, change the name of a mountain that basically was after a Republican? Is that why he's doing it? And number two, Black Lives Matter. Why can't we just follow where the cash is coming from? Because obviously these people are very disruptive. They're very rude. They basically do damages, and it seems like nobody's willing to stop them. Our police departments in this country need to have the backing of the people, and they have to find somebody, either Congress or somebody, to walk in there and say, you know what, guys, it's time, enough is enough. Take the purse back, take everything back from Obama, impeach him, and get rid of the guy.
Yeah,
that's a lot to ask for, huh?
You've got a lot on your plate there you want to take on. I'm just trying to decide what to respond to. But I do think this, Chad. I agree with you completely on the professional protesters in there. Those that are funded by the Soros crowd, and there's something really, really odd about that. Ben Carson had a great column about this over the weekend that I thought was pretty interesting. I'm trying to get to the root of where these people feel disenfranchised. Because I don't know. I feel like we live in an America where all lives matter. I really do.
That's right.
I really do it, and I think the worst thing, the worst thing you can inflict on somebody, is the idea that they're a victim. That no matter what they do, they're never going to get anywhere, right? And that's to me, that's death. That's like the Walking Dead. If you believe you're a victim. And no matter what you do, so I'm just trying to say, forget the professional protesters. I'm talking to people who really believe that their life doesn't matter. Why? Why do they think that?
So why are they always basically sit there and go on, and the people that they're protesting for have done something wrong to society? I mean, don't they understand that the people that rob banks, rob schools, rob grocery stores, those people were in the wrong? Why can't they understand that, hey, this is not America? If you do wrong, you must pay for the crime you do the time.
Yeah, good point. Chad, appreciate the call. Thanks. Anita in Beulah, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to say I don't think you're going to get any support from Obama as far as changing the name back in Grand Forks.
Anita, what are you trying to break my bubble here? You trying to just knock me down on a Monday, or what's the deal here?
Well, he was already here. He was already in North Dakota. He was at Standing Rock, and I believe Standing Rock is where that initially, that name, that group of Native Americans came from. They sanctioned it, that and Devil's Lake over there.
Spirit Lake, yeah. Spirit Lake is, yeah.
And I
so it's not going to happen.
He accomplished anything while he was here. It was all just.
Well, to his credit, he met with some younger Native Americans and formed a bit of a bond and invited them to Washington, which I think was a good thing. Actually, I think that's fine. I mean, but everything that man does is political, without question. So you don't think you don't think it's going to happen, huh?
I'm sorry. I really wish that it was the fighting once again. I wish this had never happened. I think there was a lot of honor in that, a lot of tradition and respect for Native Americans. But I think that time has come and gone, and it's time to move forward.
Do you think the NCAA even cares what Barack Obama says?
Thank you, Anita. Yeah, they probably would. I don't know. They might listen to them, a bunch of lefties.
Maybe.
They might, yeah. Henry in Fargo, you get another call, obviously, but we hope we're important enough to stick with us a little bit here. What's on your mind, Henry?
Hey, good morning. I was just calling with the Black Lives Matter. I could be off my ear a little bit so somebody can look it up, but slavery ended in 1865. Nobody's parents, grandparents, or any living person has ever been a slave. This is the worst since Obama got off since the 60s, because they're race baiting. I don't know why they don't preface all this on the news media with factual stuff, like your previous caller said. None of those things that they cite were even right. I mean, they were all wrong. I mean, the cops were right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's been instances of, where it hasn't been right. Where was it? South Carolina, the guy in the park that was arrested immediately. I mean, you know, so the cop was arrested, right? And he's up on murder charges now. So, it happens. It's not like it doesn't happen, but I think when it does, it's appropriately dealt with. So, I mean, I don't know. What's their beef? Help me understand this. The real beef, not the George Soros civil disruption MO. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do
you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. With Todd the Radio God Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. And we want to thank our fine sponsors who make this show go. That's right, the show has to go, doesn't it? Like our good friends at Heedalls. I love my friends at Heedalls. Number one, because they have it. If I need it, they have it. That's what I love about Heedalls. And of course, I'm talking about any part. You need it, they have it. But they also have the people that have the knowledge to help you find exactly what you need when you need it. Great advice. Folks like Mike Bender out of Glendive. I have Montana on my mind, see. Glendive, of course, at the exact opposite end of the state of where we were this weekend. But Glendive, Montana, has a Heedalls location. And Mike Bender, there's a car guy, a motorcycle guy, anything with wheels. First car was a 71 Dodge. He also had a 69 Coronet that he bought from the original owners when he was in high school. Still has that car today. Said he loves it when people come up and say, I had a car like that. I got rid of it. I say, I still got mine. Oh, I love it. Two-door hardtop. And asked him about his favorite motorcycles. Got some Hondas, 750 Chopper back in the 70s. Loves those. Also loves taking care of the customers there at Heedalls. Been in the auto parts game for 28 years there. And he said, you know, the last place I worked at, you were a number. This place, they treat you like people. We love our customers. They're great folks. Heedalls has it. That's right. Not only the parts, but also great folks like Mike Bender. The Glendive location, tell them hi. Heedalls, find them in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, too. All right, let's see here. We're trying to find, we're not going to tell you until you answer the question. What's the question? Just ask me the question on the air.
How many tickets do you have to give away?
As many as we need to.
As many?
Yeah. So Manny, just keep giving those tickets away.
You have a billion tickets, okay.
Yeah, that'd be my goal to give away.
Manny doesn't want to give away more than you have.
Yeah, no, that's
and
fine.
And he's asking me and you, and I don't know. I didn't even know you were going to do this until we started the show. So.
Yeah, so.
They need to stop asking me that.
I'm just trying to do a few hundred things here. Okay. Manny, just keep giving those tickets away, okay?
And, right. Manny, get a billion. Stop at a billion.
I've been asking if Carl Gehring's joining us yet, but I'll talk to
Carl is on.
Oh, Carl is okay. Okay, good. All right. So we'll get to Carl in just a second after we chat with Roy in Hebron. Hey, Roy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, long time listener, first time caller. You know, as a former Alaskan, I kind of have to weigh in on this Denali versus McKinley thing here. you know, everyone in Alaska, whether you're white or you're a native Alaskan, you always call it Denali. There's very, very few people in Alaska that actually call it McKinley, and usually those are the tourists or the people that have just moved there. So, you know, regardless of whether it was political or not, they all...
I lost you, Roy.
I think he's climbing Mount McKinley Denali. Or
I know, he just got above the cell phone range, but I I think I got the gist of it, and appreciate you calling back. You know, if you want to, you can call back and chime in. But I've heard that from a lot of people say, everybody calls it Denali anyway, so it's sort of a non-event. By the way, I think some Republicans asked him to do this. It was supported locally. It's kind of window dressing. I don't, the White House made more of it than it was, but... What else is new, you know? Anyway, I appreciate the call, and we are joined now by our next guest, Carl Gehring. Carl is, of course, the chair of the committee for the University of North Dakota to decide how they would proceed in the post-Fighting Sioux era. Carl, how you doing?
Doing very good, Scott. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always.
All right, so... We start with a question for you from a listener that came in during the break. Here it is.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Scott, could you run this by your guest with this nickname? Those who play the game decide the name. And I think everybody go along with them, guys, wherever they decide. They play the game. Why not? Get it over with.
That's interesting. You played the game, so I thought we'd start there and run that one by you. What kind of role athletes of the University of North Dakota have played in this whole process and should play, in your view?
You know what? It's been good. We had one of our first stakeholder meetings, and the initial committee was with the student advisory committee members, and certainly got some great feedback from those students as well. But even there, that first night, it was clear that even within the students, it was a passionate issue and a divided issue as well, too. So, you know, I think speaking as a former athlete and, you know, students are going to wear the jersey, whatever the case may be. And, but again, even amongst them, it was a very passionate and divided issue.
I want to appreciate the call, by the way. Thanks for that. And others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. And we do have a billion tickets for the event coming up this weekend. It's kind of a big deal in Western Minnesota. That's the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion. And because we know there'll be lots of Cloverdale bacon and sausage out there for all the great breakfast that happened at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion. We have tickets for that for you if you'd like to go. So just let Manny know how many you'd like when you call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, so Friday, an email goes out to the university community saying we're proceeding with the vote, and it will not include North Dakota. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it was, you know, this whole process has been interesting, and having the weekend to kind of reflect here, Scott, and try to put it in some perspective. You know, I've been one of the only volunteers, actually the only volunteer that's been involved in both committees. The only other people that have been involved besides myself have been people that have been paid, either employees or hired by the university. And you know, I think the challenge for me is looking really where we've got in a year's time. Really not much has really moved in terms of helping put the issue forward. And I think, you know, personally, if this was something that was, you know, clear it's his intent at this point, but if no nickname wasn't going to be an option, you know, I think it would have served everybody if that was clear from the start. And I think that would have, you know, when I look back and you know, part of our first committee was to talk to people and to get their feedback. And they hired an expert at talking with people and setting up these meetings. And, you know, we spent a lot of time doing that with the idea of getting this input. But I guess I'm kind of left wondering, you know, why were we getting input if we were only going to take kind of what was wanted? You know, certainly that time and those dollars probably could have been used elsewhere in moving this issue forward.
Yeah, it has to be frustrating. And I know, I forget who used the word, but the word tainted, the process was tainted, was, for the most recent committee, because you had, a committee member essentially say, if we vote to include North Dakota as an option, the president's going to disband this committee, which you then later had people saying that influenced their decision. And so that obviously was cause enough for the president to say, well, I better revisit this and consider whether we'll consider it. But it seems as though now that was maybe just done to quiet the firestorm, because in the end, nothing changed there. So from the perspective of someone that has put in the time you put in both committees on this, and finding ourselves, within a month and a half of a decision on the five names, do you just accept that? Do you just say time to move on? Or do you think there needs to be more to influence getting this right?
You know, I think the challenge for me right now, Scott, is that, through the first committee, we saw that, people genuinely cared about the university. And although they disagreed a lot, and, again, it's a passionate issue. There's a lot of different opinions. The one thing that people could kind of rally around was that they cared about UND, they cared about the university and what was going to happen going forward. The challenge right now is ultimately we wanted to maintain that and find a way to try to move forward, keeping people with that mindset of loving UND and wanting what's best for it. But I kind of feel like this has clouded the issue a little bit. And I think that's where I'm challenged, is that, by telling people we want to hear, and we've gone to great lengths, myself personally, drove to Minneapolis one night, drove right back to hear from alumni there, set up a meeting with the alumni in Denver, and, tell people we're interested in hearing what you say, but then now not really, so to speak. And I think it's kind of alienated alumni from my, the feedback I've gotten. And I think that's the challenge is, we had a lot of people that cared and felt great about UND, but now we've taken a difficult issue and really kind of clouded the water with it, with how it's been handled here.
And so what you end up with is, again, a tainted process that even if it proceeds as is planned now and one of those five names is ultimately the name, you're going to have a lot of really upset people, aren't you?
Well, and I think that's the issue is, how do you conduct a vote when a lot of people don't feel like there's an option for what they want to vote for? This whole time we wanted an inclusive process and letting our alumni, letting the people that are paying for this process, are paying for the salaries of President Kelly through, tax dollars, have paid through their student tuition, wanting to be a part of it. If they weren't going to be a part of it, then just go forward from the beginning and don't give people that impression, I think is the big thing. So, but going forward now, how do you have a vote and try to create that inclusivity when there's not the option that people want on, a lot of people want on there? So, that for me is a challenge. And again, I respect both sides of the coin here. I've heard a lot of opinions throughout this process that, again, people that have wanted to make a change for a long time, I respect and have heard that opinion. For people that, are frustrated and just want to stay as the University of North Dakota with no nickname, there's a lot of those people out there as well too. And so for that decision to be made that we're going to have a voting process for people to be involved, but only at the capacity that we want their involvement, doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it sure doesn't. Hang tight, Carl, if you would. More coming up after the break. John and Bismarck, your question first when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance. And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Is what's on your mind? 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan. Not sure what happened to my voice during the break, but if you can find it, let me know. 550 Bismarck Mandan, K-Fire, the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, as well as AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Red River Valley, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, KTGO, Boomin, the 1090 Tioga, and of course Stanley, Watford City, Williston, Newtown, that entire region, Northwest North Dakota, KLTC in Dickinson as well. 24/7 on iHeart Media. Get that iHeart app. It is great. You can take us wherever you're at. All right. Carl Gehring is with us. Carl, a former University of North Dakota national championship goaltender, and now been a very integral part of the process on deciding what the next name for the University of North Dakota should be. And a number of callers waiting, but I want to just pick up one thing you said about the alumni. and how you see them being upset just based on what you get in the way of feedback. All the alumni were really asking for, correct me if I'm wrong, Carl, is that when you get to an actual process to decide what the name's going to be, that North Dakota be one of those options, right? That we remaining just North Dakota, the no nickname option, if you will, would be a choice. You're not saying that should be the name. You're saying just put that out there as the option, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. And I think that's, you know, again, this is a very passionate and a lot of opinions on both sides here, but that was one we certainly saw strongly in the first committee. A lot of alumni just, you know, felt strongly about the university, felt that was a positive way to move forward as well, and to have that as an option. And the other thing, too, is not only alumni, but a lot of current students as well, Scott. So certainly not just the past people that have been through UND, but current students as well.
Yeah, by the way, a very interesting poll taken by the student body president with nearly 70% of students saying they wanted North Dakota as an option. John and Bismarck for Carl Gehring, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, yes. One of the things I'd like to bring forward is just to settle it for once and take all people out of it. Would be the initiative. You had to get so many signatures, put it on the ballot, and let the North Dakota people take care of it. You can put the names in there and the people vote on it in North Dakota, and then it's all settled. Take it out of the hands of so-called university agents.
Right, and certainly a great point you bring up there. And, you know, again, curious to see what transpires as we go forward here. I know there's a lot of people that are kind of working on different avenues here with decisions being made. And, again, challenging that we've come through this process and kind of murkied the water a little bit more, so to speak. So, but that certainly would be an option for residents of the state of North Dakota here too.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you, Frank in Grand Forks. You're next for Carl Gehring. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. You know, I get a sense that a lot of people are unhappy with the current selections because they don't really evoke the kind of sense of independence of freedom that North Dakota really is the kind of state it is. Well, I think we need some kind of a nickname that really embodies that sense of North Dakota. And I'm thinking something along the lines of, you know, this might be a little cliche, but like the Wolverines, North Dakota Wolverines, or something that embodies a sense of the fierce independent streak of North Dakota, you know, like something that really represents our independence, our independent style. So, you know, just food for thought, something about.
Sure. Appreciate the call in. And just so everybody knows, too, the first process committee, when meetings were set up, one of the first questions they had us ask stakeholders was, you know, how did the Fighting Sioux nickname make you feel? And, you know, what were the characteristics that it embodied? And, you know, a lot of people spoke of pride, tradition, strength. And then the next question was, what do you want to see if a new nickname is selected? And kind of inevitably, everybody said pretty much those same things. When being asked about the first round of questions, what the Fighting Sioux nickname, what the University of North Dakota made people think, what those characteristics were. So, certainly respect that opinion, but, again, a challenge of trying to, find something that embodies North Dakota and, is non-offensive in any way. It's a challenging issue to work on.
Let's get one other quick one in here. Ed and Bismarck, real quick for Carl. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Ed, real quick, if you would, sir.
Yeah, his job. The majority of people in North Dakota want the word North Dakota there. What's wrong with him?
You're talking about the president.
Right.
At the University of North Dakota, yeah. We probably should refrain from, not probably, we should refrain from comparing, you know, the president to folks like Hitler. But I understand your frustration, and I think a lot of people feel that way as well, that there are voices that are not being heard, and that's what we spent the better part of the last half hour talking about. Carl, sounds like we'll be talking again, because as you say, there are different avenues being explored, and this isn't going away, is it?
No, I think that's the other side is, this is an issue that people are very passionate about, and, I think we'll be talking about it for the foreseeable future, and
all right,
you know,
but
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, thanks. Carl Gehring, appreciate your time, Carl, very much. Take care. We need to take a break. Come back with more. Ron Ness, when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model. At Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.